an important development to bring you out of the Middle East in the past hour. The Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, says Tehran is ready to start talks with the West over its nuclear program, a response perhaps to a broad international consensus that Iran is on its way to attaining a nuclear weapon. To stop it, the options are diplomacy, sanctions, regime change. And if you buy the notion that Iran is only months or perhaps a year away from developing a nuclear bomb, then the last resort becomes all the more real. Somebody may wind up attacking Iran, bombing it to take out it, or at least slow down its nuclear program. Now, that someone is either the United States or, of course, Israel. And a debate is raging at the highest ranks of government and national security, both here and in Israel. There's also a very real possibility that the cascading consequences of such an attack would be a broad Middle East war. And we're happy to be joined now by Ronen Bergman, who spent months speaking with senior Israeli leaders in the country's military and intelligence communities and authored a long piece in this Sunday's New York Times Magazine headlined, "Will Israel Attack Iran?" Ronen Bergman, you say that the answer to that question is yes, and we are going to get to that. But first, I want you to react to this news that I mentioned at the top, that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Iran is ready to start talks with the West over its nuclear program. What do you make of it?
Well, it seems that Iran has been acting throughout the last 10 years in the same modus operandi, and it is just expected that under such heavy pressure, with almost a world consensus thought, with Europe and the United States joining together to a very strong economic sanctions and working against the Iranian oil market and the Iranian central bank, the Iranians would try to go into negotiation to say, listen, we are willing to talk about this, maybe to ease the pressure on their regime. From the point of view of Israeli intelligence and Israeli decision makers, this means practically nothing. They would argue that the Iranians are just trying to stall time, that like in all other attempts to deal with them, they would say that they want to negotiate, but at the end of the day, they would, at the last minute, before signing an agreement, and after saying that they agree to hold their nuclear development, they would find an excuse to break everything and say that they continue with their plan as a schedule. So basically, the Israelis would not believe the Israeli decision makers and the heads of the military. Do not believe the Iranians and say this is all tricks.
Now, there is, of course, a debate within those military leaders, intelligence leaders, and politicians who you interviewed extensively, including the head of the Mossad, for your article in the New York Times. The question of the article is, will Israel attack Iran? You end with a very clear answer, yes, and soon.
I said that first we have to bear in mind that the leaders of the country, like Minister of Defense Barak and Deputy Prime Minister Bogi Yaelon, are all saying we have not yet made a decision and we don't have a date to make the decision. However, all of them are saying there are three questions that needs to be simultaneously answered with a yes in order to reach a decision to strike. And these questions relate to the ability to make a significant strike and cause a significant damage to the Iranian nuclear facilities. Second is international legitimacy for such an attack. And the third is a necessity, meaning this is the last minute and all other options are exhausted. Many of the leaders of the states, for the first time in the last 15 years since the Iranian nuclear issue has emerged, many are saying we can answer in 212, we can answer yes to these three questions. We are not talking about an imminent strike, not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, but according to the Israeli perception of the situation, 212 is the year to take a decision. And why is that? Because Iran is getting very close to enter what was termed by the Minister of Defense Barak as the immunity zone. This is this point on the timeline upon after Iran or Iran reaches a capability or put most of its military facilities underground. And therefore, after that, a military strike would be just ineffective.
And that leads me to the question which you also make in the article, Ronen Bergman, as we get close to the end here. There's also concern about the consequences if there is an Israeli attack on Iran, about it spreading to a broader Mideast war involving Syria and Hezbollah and others.
And this is the main debate in Israel. In short, there are people like the former director of Mossad, Meir Dagan, or the former chief of staff, Gabi Ashkenazi, who claim this would ignite a war in the Middle East, and it just doesn't worth it. On the other hand, Prime Minister Netanyahu and Minister of Defense Barak are saying it might ignite war, but we better go to this war without or before Iran is getting nuclear capability, and not after, because after we just wouldn't be able to deal with this kind of threat.
And also briefly, Ronen Bergman, is it possible that threats from Israeli intelligence and from the Israeli government that an attack may be imminent is what is driving Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in part to say we'll come to the table?
I would say that the threats from Israel are driving Europe and the United States to impose stronger sanctions, knowing that under the threat, under the fear of annihilation, of a second Holocaust, Israel might do it and might strike. And these severe steps, these strong, crippling sanctions that have been announced in the last week, are the motive of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to at least declare that he is willing to negotiate.
News this morning, as you just heard Ronen Bergman describing, that Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says he is willing to open nuclear talks with the West. This comes after, during reporting from Ronen Bergman, from top intelligence officials in Israel, that they are definitely considering all of the factors that lead to a possible Israeli attack on Iran to head off, delay, or try to end that country's nuclear program. Read this article, because Ronen Bergman spoke to all of the people who make all of the decisions in Israel. Ronen Bergman from The New York Times, contributing writer. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.